Hold on, roll for perception.
Yeah, just put that on the table.
Oh! A 19 and a 20.
You just broke your own rules.
I know. Guys, remember, no one get really loud and no one touched the table.
And no laughing, apparently.
No laughing. What did we do? We broke all three in the first 30 seconds.
Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
Giles.
And Dave.
All right. Dave's not talking at the microphone.
I'm sorry. And Dave.
Okay. We're good now.
He's paranoid because he said he's too late. He makes the thing pop.
You're not loud. You are just very emotive.
You're gregarious. Uproariously funny.
Can I drink? Can I drink? I don't know what the rules are anymore. This is all going to hit the window.
We're going to turn this to a drinking game.
Welcome back, guys. We are going to navigate some movie of our childhood. And this is the one that Dr. Alan Grant decided to join us tonight.
Good to have you.
Wow, it's like Sam Neill just suddenly sat next to me.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm impressed.
I'm very impressed.
Our budget has been a lot better this year.
We're getting better funding, sponsors.
I don't think we ever had dress up before. Well, it's a little lost. Like, it's called YouTube.
Cosplay.
Yeah, well, and now that Macaulay Culkin is funding the podcast.
Yeah, he lost the duel. It was fair. He took it like a champ. And now we've got a little money in our pocket.
Very little money. What movie are we watching?
When you know that reference.
What are we watching tonight,
Giles?
One of my all-time favorite movies. Saw it 6 times in the theaters when I was however old, maybe 12?
6? 93 it came out. So
maybe like 14. 14. Somewhere around there, 14, okay. 15. Anyway, Jurassic Park.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
The original, not the second one or third one.
You mean the cash grabs?
Right, though I will say the Owen Wilson ones have been enjoyable. This is the original.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, but the name was Owen.
Oh, okay.
Chris Pratt, you're right. Anyway, the original Jurassic.
So he's dumping on Chris Pratt because I think his wife has a thing for Chris Pratt.
Absolutely,
we cannot start beef with Chris Pratt. That dude
he's beautiful,
and he's got followers, man.
Yeah,
and you know it's Thor.
If it was Chris Pine, totally different.
Oh,
story.
Yeah, no, we could definitely beef with Chris Pine.
Yeah, not Chris Evans though.
No,
Chris Hemsworth.
None of the Chris's. I feel like you're all none of the Chris's.
We could take Chris Christie.
Could we?
Yeah.
All four at once, or?
That would, handedly.
Imagine a movie with all of four of those Chris's in it.
There should be a Battle of the Chris's.
Battle of the Chris's.
Which one's Chris Pine?
He is...
Star Trek.
Star Trek. The new Star Trek reboots.
Oh, is he Wonder Kirk Woman? In it?
Yeah.
The main guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
he's
him.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't take him either.
But of the Chris's, I feel like he's bottom tier. No offense, Chris Pine, but I think we could take him.
I don't know. I think he'd kick your ass and mine.
Fans, chime in if you think we could take Chris Pine. I'd like to know an unofficial tally, unofficial poll.
But we digress.
We derailed.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing again?
Jurassic Park. Jurassic We're going to answer 3 questions, right?
Question number one is, does the movie hold up?
Yes.
Spoiler.
Hold on.
Dude. You haven't even
rewatched. Well, he's cosplaying. I feel like he might be a little biased.
No, there's no bias there in that hat.
No, this is actually the actual hat that Alan Grant, not the same one, but the same style.
I was going to say, what?
Same make.
We could smell Sam Neill.
Panama hat. Everybody thinks it's a leather or felt, but no, it's a Panama hat.
That is going all
out. Panama.
Okay. Question number two. Should the movie be rebooted, sequeled, remade, recycled, or removed? From all history and...
Not the last one, and every other one has been done.
we're going to try and see if... We're going to take a very narrow approach to this one, I think.
Has it been done well?
And maybe we take a look at it as if it was never rebooted or sequeled or anything like that. Would you do a straight reboot of this movie? Can't ask it yet.
He did.
Question number 3.
You just asked it.
No, I was just hypothesizing.
This is laying out the groundwork.
Yeah. All right.
We're putting down the rails, and then we're going to get the train moving later.
Yes. Fair enough. So we can hop off of said rails and derail at an appropriate time.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Should we have our children watch it? And if so, when?
As punishment or reward.
Punishment or reward. And it will often never go the way that you think it will. Giles, what do you remember about this movie?
Every line, every scene.
God, this is going
to
be torture.
My wife has already warned you. You're going to have to shut me up during this movie because I'm going to be quoting the whole damn thing.
Oh, don't be that guy.
I'm going to be that guy.
Oh, man.
But as long as you don't tell me what happens next. I've seen it, yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute.
I'd be like, spoiler, the diner's going to eat people.
No, I have seen it, yes, I have.
So what do you remember of it?
It's a great movie. That I remember. I remember being...
When was the last time you saw it?
Oh, probably like the first time I saw it, like when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like I've seen like bits of it, like everybody fall into it, like when it's half on, but I haven't sat down and watched the actual.
It's certainly become part of the zeitgeist of late 90s, early 2000s. It's kind of the fabric of Americana, I would say.
Well, it was a real benchmark for 3D animation. Something realistic that you could believe is now walking across the screen.
Yeah. I wonder if those 3D graphics will hold up.
Yeah, they wonder.
What do we know?
Just like that Panama hat is all 3D rendering that we're watching.
How are we going to test this? You can ask that question, but I didn't bring my 3D glasses.
Brian, what do you remember?
Well, it's actually interesting because I have a very vivid memory of Jurassic Park because I saw it in theaters twice. Both times were with my good friend Mitchell Lopes, and he insisted that the only way to watch this movie was to sit in the very, very front row of the movie and crane our necks up so you're looking at it at an angle. So
did you like it was looking at the
like
dinosaurs?
You were really
was
there.
This at Ingleside?
Was he right?
No, this was in West Springfield.
Oh, the West Springfield theaters?
Yeah, the Nice Theater.
Nice.
Until they had that drive-by, but yeah. the Nice Theater.
It's West Springfield.
West Springfield.
All
right.
Well,
was he right? Wait, was he right? You can't be hanging like this.
It took a while. Like I thought, like that's how all movies should be seen, and then I started moving like a couple rows back, then a couple rows, and then now I realize that you want to be like
center mass.
Yeah,
you want to have the proper acoustics to be in the center seat.
Yeah, you want center. Maybe one row back from center. You know,
but was the 3D better because you're so close?
Oh, there they're backing no up and running.
I know, but I haven't been yet, and I got to be honest, I don't really miss them that much, and here's why. I have a pet peeve on eating noises. And when I'm in a movie theater, I'm surrounded by people opening their bags.
Drinking their beer.
For the record, you've heard me eat ice cream, and I get graphic.
I know. Reminds me of some B-rate porn. Not that I've ever seen porn.
Not that I would know what that is.
So either my eating is very gross, or it's really good.
He said B, to be fair.
Look, man.
I
still passed.
I'm just saying. He said B.
I passed solidly.
He said B.
A for effort, though.
I mean, 100%.
So you guys know the deal. We are going to go and grab ourselves some ice cream, a little bit of scotchy scotch, and we are going to answer our questions and be back in two shakes of a mouse tit.
No. One shake of a T-Rex tail.
What?
Okay. That's even better.
What?
Take that.
Are these lines from the movie?
No.
It's like we're there. It's real 3D.
It's just like I'm in the front row.
It's
4D. Right,
he's like,
we're gonna splice some dinosaur DNA with some
frog DNA. The problem is you never stop to think if you should. All this power. Well, you could.
Go faster. Let's go faster.
We get sexy Goldblum.
No.
We do get sexy Goldblum.
We get sexy Goldblum.
Yeah,
he's sexy Goldblum.
That didn't take you long to get him.
But this is another perfect example. My Gene Hackman example.
Not as sexy as The Fly.
Well, no, that's Apex sexy.
Yeah, it's Apex sexy.
In every movie you get of Jeff Goldblum, you get some version of Jeff Goldblum. This is sexy Goldblum. I'm always looking for future ex-Mrs. Malcolm.
See?
On that note, we will see you in a few seconds. Do 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 do.
Jurassic Park is frightening and
bum,
dark.
Bum 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 ba dum bum bum bum.
Was it a musical?
Run,
I bet your role it's playing at night is a real treat.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. What was that, Giles? What were you saying about this?
The theme song was actually from an old commercial from Chevy, I think in the 60s. Drive the USA in your Chevrolet, which I'm sure was ripped off from something else. Nothing is original.
But this is the Under Pressure Vanilla Ice situation. No, what you see is there's and
there's an extra dun.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Makes it mine. Totally different.
Totally different, right. So welcome back, guys. That was
amazing.
What a roller coaster ride.
It was a roller, literally a roller coaster ride. I remembered everything from it. There was definitely nothing that I hadn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were no pearls or anything that was like, you know, I never picked up on that before.
And I did the boys a solid, and I did not recite the movie.
I can tell you were
restraining
yourself.
The boys didn't reciprocate, though. They were talking the whole
movie.
Poor Giles.
No, I was literally trying to watch the movie. It's been probably a decade.
Brian and Dave are going back and forth next to me.
Not even about the movie, just other stuff.
Right.
So, shall we do our two-sentence synopsis? Giles, since this is your baby, why don't you go first?
I took a different route. I focused on the children.
Aw, but what about the children?
I'm glad somebody thought of the children.
Jurassic Park, a heartwarming story of two small children on a weekend holiday with their grandpa, enjoying multiple traumatic near-death experiences, including T-Rex attack, truck falling from a tree almost crushing them to death, electric fence escapades, velociraptor attacks, skeleton almost falling on them. A good thing grandpa is rich, because he's got a lifetime of therapy to pay for.
Plus the lawyer abandonment.
She's abandonment. Yes.
He left us.
Worst lawyer.
And the brother dying, CPR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Which he wouldn't have died if we looked it up.
Well, who do you guys think is a worse grandpa? Hammond or Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka?
Ooh.
Joe.
Joe. Yeah, I still think Joe. What a dick.
Couldn't get out of bed, but then, you know, chocolate
was there. Oh, the family's all poor. Oh, we can't make ends meet. Hey, you have a ticket. Well, guess who's better?
All right, Dave, you're up.
Oh, I hate these. Jurassic Park. Great idea, poorly executed. Watch the origin story of the multi-award-winning, multi-trillion-dollar Jurassic Park beta edition. That's what the movie was. It was like what the idea would eventually become.
Okay.
They you just mean poorly eventually executed. Become to Jurassic World?
Yeah.
We got to see Jurassic Park, and then now it's Jurassic World.
Do you want to go next, or do you want me to go?
Me go in order of how we're sitting.
All right, I'm going to get closer for this, because I got to get my movie show voice on.
In a world.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
In a park.
Oh, much better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Change. And that post.
Yeah, it's
not Brian's idea at all.
Who?
Shut up. I'm trying to get serious. On an island, humans are dumb, arrogant, and don't understand the responsibility that comes with reviving 65-million-year-old extinct predators that want nothing more than to chow down on some scrumptious man flesh. Kids will love the PTSD from this one.
I think you just described Fire Island.
But yeah. Maybe.
Like, on just this island, men are stupid. Just this island.
Just this island. All right.
Well, taking up the rear.
Shut up, Richard. Wrong movie.
Dial it down.
Biodome.
Jurassic Park. John Hammond builds the most expensive death trap ever created by having deadly dinosaurs held at bay by Newman.
Nice alliteration.
Thank you. Newman. Thanks to Dr. Grant, no one important dies. And everyone learns the T-Rex is, in fact, king of the jungle.
That's the best one.
You win.
Huzzah!
This was a lot of fun.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was definitely a lot of fun. Does it hold up? Is usually this is either a thumbs up, thumbs down, but I think we're going to go thumb side. I think we might have a split decision.
Sorry.
What are you watching up. Porn over there?
At least it was an accordion
found
this
porn,
time.
Harmonica porn.
It holds up. Thumbs up.
A nice save.
Why?
It still gave me all the feels.
Okay.
It gave me everything that I remember about it, maybe because I remember them specifically, but everything from the dinosaurs to the fear to the close calls to the music. I still got tingles on the music. And here, I'll play you one.
To Jurassic Park.
Sam Neill's gonna kneel.
It's so dumb.
Wonk.
Dude, I do not want to see what your YouTube history looks like.
Yeah. I think I liked it better when we thought you were just watching clown porn.
Yeah, I had more respect for you, to be honest with you.
Woof. Oh, I love that movie.
Which version?
Any.
Okay. Dave, did this one hold up for you?
I'm kind of split on this one. I thought it was a decent movie and worth watching, but I think some of the CGI and animatronic stuff is very dated for now. Like, because you're saying, for me, would it hold up is like, would I go watch this in 2021? And my answer to that is maybe. I mean, it's okay, but it's not like, it wouldn't, to me, this is not a blockbuster movie now, whereas it was then.
I feel like
I'm going to be the outlier here, but I gotta speak my truth.
Every study needs one.
No, I'm not.
Highs and lows.
I'm kind of on the Dave train here. I feel like there are definitely parts of this that, even in some of the script writing, that it just... It's...
I mean, it is still a good movie.
It's
so that's
good,
50-50,
but it's not... It's good, but not great. It's fun. It's a roller coaster ride.
I guess,
Dave,
okay,
I'll
put it this way. It was great in... When was it?
1993.
It was great in 93. Yes. I do not think it's great in 21.
And I can tell that it was 1993.
Because of the clothes?
And the electronics.
That you're still wearing?
Yeah. Right. Cell phones would have made a big difference.
Yeah.
Cell phones.
Get off the game.
Not being on Unix anymore. That would have been helpful. Yeah.
It's definitely dated, but at the same time, if you take in the fact that it's 1993 and like, oh, I'm watching a movie from 1993, it's the same as like if I watch E.T., you know, and everyone's like, oh, you know.
That doesn't look real.
That doesn't look real. Or that's like even puppet. The storyline, like, well, it takes place in 1983. Like, you have to take it under that context. Because again, if it was today, you just whip out a cell phone and be like, yeah, the park's down. Everybody get back in the car.
No, I'm not saying does the premise hold up. When I say does it hold up as a movie, I mean like... Like, the question for me is always, like, would I sit down and watch this, like, of a Saturday night by myself? And that's why I'm kind of split. Like, maybe, yeah. Part of me might. I might fall into it if it was on and there was nothing else on. But would I go look for it? And would I kind of go, yeah, this is a movie, I guess, you know, that I will look at on
Netflix
right
now.
So
if it was
right
on
now,
just any random channel in the afternoon, would you just say, oh, okay, sit back.
If I'd never watched it before, let's go that route. I don't know anything about it, and I can't really find out, and it's recommended, and then I watch it. Would it be really disappointed? Probably not. I'd probably be like, yeah, that's pretty okay.
So, but that would mean it holds up.
Yeah, that's why I'm 50-50 on. That's what I'm saying.
That's the definition of holding up is you still enjoyed watching it, and you would watch
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm not an outlier. Maybe I'm like Giles.
Giles wins.
You know, like, it's pretty good. Like, I would watch it. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah,
it's a little dated, but I had fun.
Oh, yeah, Anthony.
Well, for me, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Watch it. I haven't seen it in a long time. I get, you know, if like I'm about to sit down, like, boy, I have a whole night. I can watch any movie I want. I might not pick Jurassic Park. But having watched it, I still enjoyed it. And I think this is the best Jurassic Park out there. I do not like any of the Jurassic Worlds. I
can't remember
dumb.
Any of them, which is unfortunate.
They're dumb, and I will start a beef with anybody about Jurassic World.
What are the sequels? Although we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, I mean, I know that it goes. We were talking about this, Giles. Like, they had this one, the second one.
Ian Malcolm brings the T-Rex to San Diego.
Right, and so we get to see T-Rex in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one.
I definitely didn't see that.
William Macy's kid gets lost on the island.
Don't.
Right. And then they have to go with Sam
Neill. Lost World, Jurassic Park 3, then Jurassic World, then Jurassic World.
The Jurassic World.
The park is gone. And then now there's a whole bunch of. There's another Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they're made. Of course, because they make
so much money. Jurassic World Dominion.
Because on this one, they make a super duper Indominus Rex the third.
I don't.
And this one breathes fire and transforms into a Corvette.
How many is Chris
Pratt? The boys did make some good points during this movie. Is why on earth would you make a park full of killers? You could have an equal amount of draw with just a couple you know, triceratopses and brontosaurus, stegosaurus.
Brontosaurus don't exist.
But a brachiosaurus.
They do if you want them to.
Or vegisaurus.
Just get more frog DNA.
Just get more frog DNA and bippity boppity boop.
But I guess, you know, that also speaks to kind of the inherent nature of humans. Like, we want to see the death and destruction and the scary mayhem and
they
all that.
They do bring up in Jurassic World, and I did appreciate that, where they keep making more and more violent because that's what gets butts in the seats. Because people get tired of seeing T-Rex eat a goat. They now want to see something bigger eat a T-Rex.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a good point. Like, and that was their comment in those movies, is that we're always looking for bigger, badder, more pizzazz. Because we're gluttons.
The next thing.
We never stop to think if we can or if we should.
Yeah. But now we know that we could.
Can we talk about the first scene, the opening scene? The shooter! Yeah. Shooter! How did the Velociraptor... Because, like, they moved... They slid the paddock into the... Or the cage into the paddock locking system. And then the locking system turned green, which meant that it was...
Locked,
right? And then they slid the door up.
Manually, though. Not manually. With a button, with literally a guy pulling.
And then
that seems
the Velociraptor ran at it, but it's still locked. Mm-hmm. And somehow the Velociraptor is like, no, it's not locked.
I didn't really say it ran at it. It would have, if it ran at it, it would have ran into the area they were trying to get in. Like, it's like,
yes,
it's like a...
the door's open.
Yeah, there was really no reason why that guy suddenly took a tumble.
Okay.
And we all kind of commented on that. Like, why did the box move? Why is there now a gap to where he's standing?
Is this really the best thing? Like, even their tasers are only like 3 feet long.
And there was like 15 of them, like, poking the thing. I feel like it might have dropped at some point.
Yeah. Then everything was so poorly
planned. Well, but if they're only using 10,000 volts, it would just get some static electricity.
That was the fence. We looked that up. That was the fence.
Well, as we learned, that it's not the voltage, it's the amperage. So... having signs that say, warning, 10,000 volts means nothing.
It's also where it's traveling, isn't it? Like, the whole thing about it traveling along the fence is that it's just traveling past. But once if their feet were on the ground, then it would all pull into it, and that's where you'd be fried.
Right, but again, with the
or if you're touching multiple lines at the same time.
Is that what it said? We looked this up.
This was what they were doing while I was trying to watch the movie.
Yeah. It's basically clearly discussing.
Listen, there are some finer points to this that you need to understand, have a nuanced appreciation for this film.
I did learn something, and I always thought it was stupid when I was a kid watching this, is Dr. Grant was my hero. Why was he so stupid he couldn't figure out a seatbelt? And then Brian, you know, brought up the fact, oh, come on, it's because there's two female ends, and he finds a way, just like life finds a way.
That's a deep Easter egg.
That was.
I wish I could claim that, but I stole that from
Article on Cracked.
Crack.com, now supporting Dad's Movie Night.
In a million years, I would never put that together. I would have just thought, that seatbelt's not going to help you at all if you crash. Also, why was there any, like, up and down on the helicopter? It's not like they're high in the air. It's a helicopter.
It's waterfall turbulence, you know. It creates an air baffle.
There were some odd choices with the pan scan scroll in the car, that also in the helicopter as they're flying by. They had better technology that they could have used instead of
the Star Wars speeder bike. What did you call that thing?
The traveling mat special effect. Yeah, that was pretty.
That was the worst. They could just film
special effects.
Speeder bikes.
Well, one thing that drove me really nuts is, as you're watching it, this is supposed to be like the big reveal to the representative for the investors. The scientists who are supposed to vouch for the validity and of what they're doing, and also his two grandchildren. So a pretty as VIP as you can get. And the way they treat this, you know, tour that they're supposed to be getting, as if this is the first time it's ever gone off without a hitch. Like, they're approaching the T-Rex pen, and everyone's holding their breath like, that's not a good sign.
And also, right at that moment, hey, look, there's a tropical storm coming. Send him to the T-Rex paddock. This is a good time to do that.
If we lose power, what kind of happens? Well, I mean, this whole place might go to shit, because we've never lost power here in South America hurricane zone.
On an island.
Exactly.
Also, don't put locks on the car doors, because why would you? Why would you not want to come at any moment to go for
Dr. Grant is constantly like, you know what? Screw this. He's like the guy at Disney. It's like, you know what? I'm going to stand up on this ride. I'm going to stand.
Question two.
Yeah.
Would you like to see this movie rebooted? No. Remade.
Oh, I want this movie to stay just as it is.
You don't know, but you've said this before, remastered. Could you, like, gloss this movie, like, take technology to it and, like, kind of iron out all the bits that I've
You wanted George Lucas?
Yeah, I was saying, you want Lucas to, you want to Lucify this?
Don't you be putting Lucas on me, you two. No, I'm not taking it. I refuse to take that. Just because that guy exists does not mean that you couldn't take any movie and, like, improve the look, so take. I would even just delete that bit with the background thing where they're in the Jeep and you know they're not in the Jeep. Like, just delete it. That would be way. I could do this.
Well, they could definitely make that look real now.
Yeah, that's true. You could completely reboot this movie and then try to adapt it to, like, you know, with cell phones and with satellite.
Just completely gloss the bits that are kind of need a bit of finesse.
Amp up the 3D rendering.
Yeah, and, different questions. Yeah, remastered, reboot. I would say you could remaster and improve some of the little, just the dumb stuff that they left.
What it would depend on is if they have the original, like, footage. So if they have all the footage without the CGI stuff added in, and they could then take that master and then, like, re-render effects.
I bet you
even if they didn't have the originals, you could remaster the and just and
okay, what it really boils down to is how much money, because as we've seen, if you do something poor, you get Henry Cavill mustache removal. Ooh. If you do something really well, you get World War Z, that recent zombie movie where they completely removed an entire character and overlaid a female actor to replace him. Okay. That was the zombie movie that just came out, the Zack Snyder World of the Dead.
Vegas
of the Dead.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it wasn't terribly good.
It was a War of the Dead.
Yeah, War, something like that. Anyways, everyone who's listening.
Army of the Dead. There we go.
Yeah, they had a male actor playing, like, the helicopter pilot. That actor got Me Too'd because he turns out a major creeper, and they completely removed that actor and replaced him with a female.
That's
comedian.
Amazing, because I didn't know that fact, and I watched that movie. Yeah, I had no idea that happened.
She was all CGI.
Okay, if they could do that.
And then, think about Henry Cavill's mustache. Just compare those two.
Okay. I don't know much about Henry Cavill's mustache. You really don't like Henry Cavill's mustache? But if they did that to the, like, that's almost unbelievable in my head that that's actually a thing that they did. So if they could do that, they could definitely improve. I'm for remastering.
I kind of like that idea. I'm with you, Dave. I would like a remastered Jurassic Park.
I'm not saying not reboot it either. I'm just saying, as one of our questions, reboot. We definitely shouldn't remove. Well, I'm saying no remove.
I'm curious to see. Remaster. You know, obviously Chris Pratt, I think, has done a great job in the new.
I love Chris Pratt.
I love Chris
Pratt.
Doesn't
mean I have to like what he does.
You just love him as a person.
I do.
I would hang out with him. He's so, my friend.
He's so dreamy.
If you're listening, Chris, please let us know.
Of course he is. Why would he not be?
You saw what we did to Macaulay Culkin.
He's our biggest fan now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to text him right now.
He's nothing better to be doing. Wait, what did we land on? I only just said, yes, remastered.
But I'm curious, like, if we were to reboot it, if it were to be a straight up reboot, same premise.
Redo the whole movie.
The whole movie with different actors. Who would you have in these roles?
A bunch of good options there, I'd say.
I'm asking for your opinion.
Oh, right.
Tom Hiddleston to play Muldoon.
Tom Hiddleston as Muldoon. Okay. Yeah. Who would you play Laura Dern's character?
Wait, you don't think that Hiddleston can bring the gravitas of Muldoon?
Clever girl.
Yeah, I'd have to see him screen test Clever Girl.
Okay.
Just that one line. Right, that's it. That one line.
Come in, just say Clever Girl. Clever Girl.
Next.
Clever Girl.
I know who I want. I can't think of his name for Newman, who's also not the actual character.
Jonah Hill.
I want him in everything.
Jonah Hill is
everything, Jonah Hill is who I'd have.
Yeah. So for Sam Neill. Alan Grant?
Sam Neill.
Gary Busey.
Put him in everything.
What the? Oh. No, that was for Giles.
Okay, but for you, you know who has to be John Hammond.
You, 100%.
Shatner.
Shatner has to be.
He's like 94, is he? How old is he now? Perfect.
He's like 90 years old.
But he's about John Hammond's age, apparently. Yeah,
that would be. Honestly, I think Shatner would knock this out of the park.
But who would be Sam Neill? Like, who?
Like, come on.
You want The Rock?
He's so charming.
Fit in a helicopter.
The problem is that what I like about Sam Neill is that he's not an action hero. he's like a dad. Dad character.
What about Hugo Weaving? Weaver.
He's kind of on the old. Well, because he's maybe not that old, considering how old.
But. Yeah. Or, any ideas, Charles?
What about I don't want this to happen.
I know, but we're just.
This is just hypothetical.
It's a safe space. What about what's his name from Big Bang Theory? Not just the guy who plays Sheldon, but the other one.
I know who you're talking about.
It's still not helping.
Yeah, it's not helping.
I'm sure our fans will know.
I would also say no, though. I think he's not really.
But I want like a intellectual guy. No, I don't want The Rock.
Right.
Oh, you know who I'd pick to be
Bruce
the Malcolm character, Sean William Scott.
Okay, I was gonna go Jack Black, but.
Oh, I would if, but I want him
as a mathematician.
But I want him to redo that scene where he's shirtless laying down, like
100%, 100%, 100%.
Everything. He'd have to redo everything like that. Yeah.
I want Jack Black to do an impersonation
of Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, I'm on board.
There's nothing going wrong with
that. See, the movie's writing itself.
I know. You know what? Like Hollywood. We're gonna lay that out there, but
you are welcome.
Well, you know,
I want to see that pitch meeting.
Once we get Chris Pratt on the phone, we'll get some leverage.
Oh no, you know, Chris Pine should play. Alan Grant.
I'd buy that
for a dollar.
For a dollar.
$1.
Okay, $1. Chris. Except, actually, yeah, that's
100%. That's right. But right now we're in a bit of a battle of the Pratts. We kind of shit all over Chris Pine. I don't think he's gonna be on board.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah,
no one will hear. It should be fine.
He understands. It's Hollywood.
It's just how it goes, baby.
Cool beans, dude.
So we're rebooting everything. We're rebooting, remastering everything. Not removing.
Well, I was just curious to see if we were to reboot it. I wouldn't mind seeing a straight-up rebooted version of it. It wouldn't make any money and no one would go see it, but this is just for my world.
What's the word we use for the sequel, then? If remastered sequel. Is... So just see, there's no reefer. We don't have a reefer.
Full throttle.
Well,
reimagined.
Well, I like what the Barbasol can, you know, is sort of left there buried in mud. Like,
I did when I saw it. I said, oh, this is how we get in the next movie.
I know, but they go out of their way to say this is a 36-hour
movie. Yeah, and it's worth $1 million+. Like, I could see them sending in finding out they evacuated the island. They send in, a bunch of super troopers, go in, find the Barbasol can, pull it out. Because it's a movie.
It doesn't matter.
And then they make Jurassic Park 2.
Like, they don't need the canister for this. Like, there's still a bunch of dinosaurs there.
Well, the other thing, too, is we don't know is how big is this island. Because now the dinosaurs have broken out and you get there in 36 hours, the dinosaurs may have dispersed over a large area that the odds of you running into predatory.
Wait, we're missing a point there. Don't all the dinosaurs die unless they're fed some
lysine? Right.
So they're all dead now anyway.
They should be dead, hence...
But they find a way because there's three more movies.
Right, and they also keep breeding, so clearly they're able to get their lycopene or whatever.
So we know that they remade this. That we sequel this movie, but pretend we don't know they sequel this movie. Would you have sequeled the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd have them be weird hybrid dinosaurs, and then they have to use laser beams
with robot appendages.
Right, and we send a Terminator
and Chris Pratt can train them for some reasons that don't make any sense.
And I want a surfing scene. I don't know why, but I feel like maybe Snake Plissken style Escape from L.A.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now we're really...
I'm sorry.
Shared universe.
Snake Plissken fighting Velociraptors.
Done better.
Not Velocipaster, though.
Oh, Velocipaster is a gorgeous movie and should never, ever be touched.
Velocipaster?
Yes. If you haven't seen Velocipaster, go find a copy of Velocipaster right now and watch it. It is the most amazing movie.
I think I might take a pass.
Oh, that's your loss.
It is.
It's a masterpiece.
So were there any moments in here that really struck you as, this is peak Spielberg in there?
The music at Trout was excellent.
Well, that's John Williams.
That's John Williams, though.
Doesn't he do a lot of work for Spielberg, though?
But
that's like saying I'm all about Simon and Garfunkel, and then someone's like, well, Garfunkel is really good, too.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but like... Okay, but for me, Spielberg's movies, because they're his movies, as you quote-unquote encapsulated them, are... that type of music. So that for me always stands out. Okay. Whenever I see any Spielberg movie, I always think
I mean, there's so many iconic shots in that were used again. Most come to mind are from Toy Story, but dinosaurs roam the earth and the banners falling down and T-Rex is rah, and then all the, the surprise jump scenes with the raptors or the T-Rex or the goat leg or all that stuff.
No, I love the way that Spielberg, he has a way of building tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you take any one of those tension-building vignettes, in a sense. You know, you have Laura Dern in the bunker trying to turn on the main switches, tying it in at the same time with the electric fences about to shock the kid. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, is she going to turn it on too fast? Is the kid going to die? Even though he could have just crawled through the giant gap in the fence. Like, there are some holes, see what I did there, in this movie.
Clever girl.
The sister. The sister in the where they had the mirror, or wasn't a mirror, but it was the reflection on the panel.
Yeah, you really
that was superb. That was like that for me is one of the best moments in any movie.
That was
because
good.
I just thought it was very unexpected. I was like, okay, she's dead. This is not going well.
Question? Are you?
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, what I really enjoyed was that again they used the CGI and the practical effects appropriately. Like, okay, we know this looks like shit in broad daylight, so we'll have a little bit in daylight when we have the big reveal, which is like this awesome shot of a Brontosaurus doesn't exist. You know,
Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, you know, the big dumb ones. And everybody's like, wow, it looks amazing. But then most
they
of the
have feelings, Brian.
No, they don't, because they're dead on that island, not their lycopene.
Lycopene? I'm pretty sure that's not the word.
Dude, I totally want a t-shirt in the merch store that says lycopene.
Lycopene tolerant. So, you know, but then everything was done smartly, like, we're going to do it in the dark, we're going to do it in the rain, it's going to be shadows, like, it's going to be little snippets, and you're not really given enough time to be able to pick apart how terrible it
looks. Yeah, it was done well, because sometimes when they do that, like, you know, in the Game of Thrones, was where they had the White Walkers attacking, and it was all black, and
couldn't see anything.
Well, yeah, that was,
what's going
that
on?
Was a whoopsie-doopsie.
That's just, like, that's overkill. Right. Like, you'd see someone, this was perfect kind of blend of that. Like, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So that's what stands out for me. It was just a very, it was clearly someone who knows how to tell a story, knows how to use the tools they have to their fullest.
That's fair.
And that's Spielberg. I mean, look, we have a Jaws.
Spielberg is a good movie maker. We agreed.
So what we want to do is
see
more. I hope he gets more work.
I really do. I'd like to see more.
What else is this Firecracker Ace is going to come up with next?
What is his filmography like? Let's find out some more.
Rising star.
So, you know, this is obviously a kid's movie.
Yeah,
lots of kids in this movie. When would you guys attempt to show your kids this movie?
Was that 10?
I would say 10, 11, or 12.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of scary parts.
Pete?
Not now.
Yeah.
That's good. Why is that? Why not now?
Everyone needs a guinea pig.
So about 2 or 3 months ago, I think, maybe longer. I don't know. Time has no meaning in this past year. I tried. The kids were begging me. We watched the preview. I told them it was going to be scary. They said, we're not going to be scared. I said, are you sure? Yeah, you suck, Dad.
Sorry, exact words.
Exact words.
I've heard him say it.
I believe it.
Yeah. And so we put it on. We got as far as the T-Rex trying to chomp the kids in the car. And both of my children, age 8 and 6, freaked the fuck out and screamed. And they said, Dad, turn it off! And I said, okay, click. And that was that. We're going to probably never be able to finish that movie because my children are now scarred.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's a funny one, though, because...
And what's really funny is now Holden wants to watch it. His friends at camp have been talking about Pennywise and the red balloon and all this, and he's like, I'm not going to be scared. I was like, dude, and I just told him this like 2 days ago. I said, dude, you got freaked out watching a Tyrannosaurus Rex that has been extinct for 65 million years, and you want to watch a scary clown that invades your dreams and kills you?
Oh, not only that, but that's like going like, I'm going to try some hot sauce. Ooh, this mild stuff is so spicy. I should try a habanero.
Let me have a ghost pepper, please.
Yeah. I'm just going to chomp on that bad boy.
You know, I know how to ride a bicycle. Let me drive a McLaren.
I can't.
Your son drives Scotch?
Yeah, exactly. No, not McAllen.
I'm sorry. I don't know motorbikes.
It's a car. Okay.
Welcome to Dad's Movie.
The answer to that long drawn out. No, not when they are 8 and 6.
No, not at all.
I don't even know about 10. I guess it depends on the kid, but certainly when they're a little older than where ours are at now, I would say. Because there are some scary parts. But it is funny, though, Pete. I wouldn't have necessarily thought that it was a bad move to show this movie
if having not watched it in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where
like,
I was.
You know,
I was
like, dinosaurs. There's probably a bit of scary stuff, but like there are like severed arms and
yeah,
you're like,
oh, getting eaten. We never got to the severed arms.
No. Yeah, I know. Thankfully.
And I was sitting here watching it with them, and as soon as we got to the T-Rex scene in that moment, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is a bad You know when you have that moment, uh-huh. that parenting moment, you're just like, this is going sideways. Really bad.
They're going to remember this.
No.
They're
going to
tell mom we have in trouble.
Oh, that would have, yes. And that was, I was like, oh, man. So we'll just keep this one between us.
Right? Don't tell your mom.
Well, mom found out tonight.
Tonight, she did.
She found out for the first time.
I've heard parents still complain about the scene in Toy Story 3 where they're in the furnace.
Oh, the furnace
scene? Yeah, I've heard like parents say, you know, I wouldn't let my kid watch that one. Like, our kids watched the Hollywood show.
They're facing
the
inevitable demise, man.
Yeah, but they didn't even die in it. But, like, it was scary.
But did they die?
No.
So, next week.
Well, if we're going to do something...
Do we want a palate cleanser, or do we want to dive into the weird?
I want to dive into the weird.
Would palate cleanser be a crap movie? Because like that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Don't we kind of ying the yang?
Well,
I want to go into the unknown. I can't do too wild.
We're going to go into the unknown.
Into the unknown. Yeah.
And I
we're doing Frozen?
Oh, God, no. Frozen
2?
No.
The Frozening?
The Frozening.
Guess what? She's got more ice power.
Full throttle.
How could it be the unknown if this is the whole premise is that we saw it at some point? Somebody's seen it at some point.
So...
Well, it doesn't mean you remember things.
This movie that we're going to do, it's we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Okay, we're doing it. I have seen once, and it freaked the shit out of me, and I never wanted to watch it again.
Bridges in Madison County.
Until Fried Green Tomatoes.
I love that movie. Don't you threaten me with a good time.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
They all somehow fit in that one pair of pants.
I know, it's amazing. Return to Oz.
Oof. It's a sequel to... The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, but this one's really fucked up.
I haven't seen it since it came out.
Every scene I think of with this movie is fucked up.
Right. Yeah, it's really fucked up. It's weird. I remember just being very uncomfortable. And I actually don't remember anything else of the movie. I really don't.
Watch it now. Yeah. I've never seen this, so...
Oh, you should definitely come next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a trip.
Trippy.
Okay.
Like
I'm on board.
Like a really bad acid trip.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. Maybe.
Well, I remember like the wheelers, like these guys on wheels, like would like stalk and run down people, but one of them falls into like the deadly desert and it instantly turns you to sand and he falls in and then immediately crumbles and I'm done.
Yeah.
That's nightmare fuel.
So this is gonna be this has been requested by a few people. For us to do next week, and it's partly because one of the people on the Facebook page was like, yeah, I had nightmares for weeks after watching that movie for the first time as a kid, so yay, I can't wait.
Let's watch a kid's horror movie.
Woo, can't wait. Any parting shots, any final words, G-Man, Dr. Grant?
Yeah.
for those of you listening at home, you can actually hear Dr. Grant's outfit that Giles is wearing.
I have decided to endorse this park.
You have?
I have.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good, because it's quite warm coming, apparently.
I've decided to endorse this park. It's a good look for you, man.
Yeah,
you should go into work like that.
I absolutely should.
This is straight off the rack. This
but you got to make sure you have the aviator sunglasses and then like take them right off. Like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're good.
There's a video on the
Facebook we did page. It. You should check the Facebook page.
I know,
Facebook
you
page.
Said it, but like, my phone does not.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
That was very good.
They do exist.
was Which funny. Wasn't in the movie. I forgot. No,
I mean, you had to go and buy like a Wrangler Jeep to get it right, but it was worth it. Totally worth it.
I was in my Wrangler Jeep.
Yeah, totally worth it.
Wow.
That's why you bought the car.
That's exactly why. Red and everything.
Well worth it.
Dave, any final words?
No, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Brian? Good word. Okay. Yeah,
no, I think we covered it all. I don't like, you know what? Terrible scientific, like lab handling. They're like, oh, let's just go in and touch eggs with our bare hands, raw dinosaurs.
Raw dinosaurs.
I'm like, this is terrible science on so many levels.
Discovery is a violent and penetrating act.
Mm. Of course, he had to say it that way.
You married? Occasionally.
All the best lines.
Future ex Mrs. Malcolm.
Those are awesome.
You know what, though? We get to hold on to your butts.
Hold on. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum's amazing. I wish, like, He should be in every movie. Yep.
Let's just agree to disagree there.
Nope. We need it. We need it.
He's interesting. Give him that.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts. You can find the podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to it right now,
you've already got it. Yeah, so fair point. Blah, blah, blah.
You could tell somebody else.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, no, check us out on Facebook. That's where we have the most activities.
We'll see you next week, guys. Do you want to do this song?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Peter Griffin.
Newman.
Oh, yeah, Newman. What a fucker. He's worse than the dinosaurs. Is that code?
Yeah, turn the damn thing off.